新约圣经以弗所书第一章。新约圣经以弗所书第一章。
New Testament Ephesians chapter 1。
第一节
，Verse 1。奉
神旨意，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus, who are faithful in Christ Jesus.
愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him.
又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intentions of his will.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
To the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespass according to the riches of his grace.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，
which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his kind intentions which he purposed in him.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of time, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
Who works all things after the counsel of his will, to the end that we who were first to hope in Christ would be the praise of his glory.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
In him, you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of his glory.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
For this reason, I too, having heard the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints,
就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。
Do not cease giving thanks for you, while making mention of you in my prayers.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
And what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe?
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世，连来世的也都超过了。
These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ, when he raised him from dead and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also the one to come.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。
And he put all things in subjection under his feet,and gave him as head over all things to the church.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们何等感谢赞美你。
Lord, how we thank you and praise you.
你所赐给我们的恩典是何等的丰富。
The grace that you have given us is so abundant.
是在远超过人心所求所想。
It's beyond our imagination and what we can ask.
你在创立世界以前就这样的拣选了我们。
You have already chosen us before the foundation of the earth.
把在基督里一切的丰富、属天各样的祝福都赐给了我们。
You have given us all the abundance in Christ and all the riches of the heavenly places to us.
主，我们在你的面前实在觉得我们人的度量是何等的狭小。
Lord, truly we confess our capacity is so small.
我们真的在这里祷告，那赐人智慧启示的灵来光照我们的心眼。
We do pray that the spirit of wisdom and revelation will come and enlighten the eyes of our hearts.
让我们真的晓得你旨意的奥秘。
So that we can know the mystery of your will.
主，我们早晨把我们自己把我们众人都交在你的手里。
This morning we commit ourselves into your hands.
主啊，若不是你的圣灵在这里开启我们，主啊，我们在这里没有一个人可以明白。
If your Holy Spirit do not come and open us, none of us can understand.
主啊，求你怜悯我们。
May you have mercy on us.
我们把我们的心，把我们的灵向着主都敞开。
We open our hearts and our spirit to you.
你越过人所有的软弱。
May you surpass all our weaknesses.
你来做你自己奇妙的事。
That you can do your wondrous
works. 把你的自己更多的启示在我们的里面。
That you can reveal more of yourself to us.
你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 以弗所书是一卷非常宝贵的书信。
The book of Ephesians is a very precious epistle.
也是一卷非常丰富的书信。
It is also a very abundant book.
就这第一章，我们读的时候就觉着这里面实在是太丰富了。
Even when we read chapter 1, we see how abundant this book is.
我们读的时候好像这里面讲到的许多的事，实在好像我们从来都没有想过一样。
We see many things that are mentioned here that's even beyond our imaginations.
我想早晨因着时间的限制
So this morning because of the limitation of time
我们只能够略略的和弟兄姊妹一起来看一下
We can only look at this chapter very roughly
我们可能只交通到其中的一个重点
We'll only talk about one highlight
这里面当我们读过的时候我们知道至少有一个重点
We see there is at least there is one key point
这里面它让我们来认识教会的意义。
It tells us to know and to understand the meaning of the church.
它让我们认识明白教会到底是怎样一回事。
To know and to understand what is church.
让我们认识明白教会乃是基督的身体。
To know and understand that church is the body of Christ.
不是像基督的身体。
It is not that the church is like the body of Christ.
就是基督的身体。
It is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
Is the fullness of him who fills all in all.
是基督的丰满。
It is the fullness of Christ.
是基督活的彰显。
It is the living manifestation of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，教会的目的就是为了彰显基督。
The purpose of the church is to manifest Christ.
教会今天在地上唯一的目的就是要彰显基督。
There is only one purpose for the church on this earth, that is to manifest Christ.
把基督的荣耀彰显出来。
To display the glory of Christ.
把基督丰满彰显出来。
To display the fullness of Christ.
教会不是彰显自己。
It is not to manifest ourselves.
身体如果自己显出来都是羞耻的。
If the body manifests itself, it's only shameful.
教会在这里乃是把荣耀的基督把它彰显出来。
But here, church is to manifest the glory of Christ.
所以这是这一章一个非常重要的一个重点。
So that is a very important key point from this chapter.
所以早晨我们就一同来思想、认识、明白教会是基督的身体。
So this morning, may we meditate to how to know and to understand that Christ is the body of church.
首先
the church is the body of Christ.
首先我们和弟兄姊妹交通，认识明白这件事本身是非常奇妙、非常宝贵的。
First, I want to share with you that to know and to understand that in itself, it's a very wonderful thing.
弟兄姊妹，认识明白乃是我们人特别的一个从神来的祝福。
To know and to understand, the ability to know and understand is a special blessing from God.
人的认识和明白可以说除了天使以外超过一切的受造之物。
And we can say that the knowledge and the understanding of human beings surpass all other creatures, perhaps except for angels.
就是到了有一天我们的认识和明白要远超过天使。
Even until one day, our knowledge and understanding will even surpass that of the angels.
虽然在时间空间里面我们暂时比天使微小一点。
Even though right now in time and space we're a little less than angels.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们看见人在神的所有受造物中间所占的那个地位是非常非常特殊的。
But you can see that we're in a very special position among all the creations of God.
人的认识和明白是非常非常奇妙、非常宝贵的。
Our knowledge and understanding is very marvelous, it's very precious.
虽然其他的受造之物有的时候我们看他们也有认识和明白。
Even though you can see other creatures also have some knowledge.
但是他们的认识和明白没有办法和人的认识和明白来相比。
But they're incomparable to man's understanding.
虽然有的时候他们的认识和明白让我们觉得很稀奇。
Even though sometimes we see their understanding and we're marveled by them.
这个有一个弟兄他说他其实别人告诉我他说他有养了一只狗。
And there was a brother, people told me that has a dog.
哦，这只狗，那真是很特别的一只狗。
And this is a special dog.
那么，他等到他年老的时候，就是这狗年老的时候。
And when this dog was in the dog's old age.
那么他就不上楼了，因为他知道他上楼是很危险的。
And he will no longer go upstairs because he knows that it's very dangerous for him.
他突然有一天，他啊。拖着他非常沉重的身体走上了楼。
But suddenly one day he carried his heavy body upstairs.
他跟他的主人在那里亲吻，在那里表示。
He really had an intimate time with his owner.
等到他从楼下这样慢慢下来的时候，他一下子就过去了。
And when he climbed downstairs very slowly, he suddenly passed away.
哇，他们说这个狗实在是在这个临别之前还要去告别一下。
So they were marveled that this dog understands that before his time was up, he needed to go.
他们说这个狗的认识和明白可真的很稀奇的。
And they were marveled by this understanding of the dog.
但是我们知道这些动物的认识和明白没有办法和人的认识明白来相比。
But we know the understanding of a dog can never be compared to the understanding of man.
你要给他念一句唐诗的话，他就没有办法了。
If you try to recite a poem to the dog, he will no longer.
He will, 告诉他欲穷千里目，更上一层楼。
If you recite a poem telling him that if you want to see farther, you need to climb higher, then he will never understand it.
你就发现说这英文就不行了，这个你就是登高望远，就是刚才他所说的，就登高望远。你跟这个狗说登高望远和这个欲穷千里目，对他来讲是一样的。
It's even English cannot translate fully that the meaning of the poem can never be translated.
弟兄姊妹，你发现人的认识和明白是非常非常奇妙的。
you see that the understanding of man is very marvelous.
这个认识和明白带给我们的丰富远超过肉身所能够享受的。
And the fullness, and the abundance that come from the understanding surpasses greatly.
不仅我们人用思想用我们的这个心思意念我们可以认识明白。
Not only we can understand from our mind and our hearts,
我们人更可以在灵里面有认识有明白。
We can even have this knowledge and understanding in our spirit.
就是那看不见的我们都能够认识明白。
Even for the things that are not seen, we can understand.
就是神的永能和神性我们都可以认识来明白。
Even the invisible attribute of God, the internal power and the divine nature.
虽然是眼不能见。
Even though they're invisible.
但是我们可以明明晓得
But that we know
弟兄姊妹人的认识和明白是非常非常奇妙非常宝贵的
And it's very precious that we can see and understand in this way
你看见神对人的赐福是何等的大呢
We see how blessed we are from by the Lord
我们可以在灵里面来认识
That we can understand him from
我们可以在心思意念里面来认识
That we can understand from our heart
我们也可以借着身体来认识
We can also know from our body
所以你看神让人所享受的是何等的丰富呢
And you see how the Lord has prepared this great blessing so that we can enjoy him
弟兄姊妹我们在神的面前当我们仔细思想的时候我们真的觉得人算什么
When we carefully meditate before the Lord, we really come to the conclusion
你竟然这样顾念他
that you are mindful of him.
你把人摆在一个何等的一个地位上
You place him in such a position.
弟兄姊妹人的认识和明白是非常非常奇妙非常宝贵的
that this is very precious that we can understand and know.
当我们知道当罪进到人里面以后
But we know that when sin entered into man,
罪不仅让我们落在死亡落在永远的灭亡里面
Not only sin placed us in death into an eternal perdition
它更毁坏了我们人认识明白的能力
But it also destroyed our ability to know and to understand
我们的思念变为了虚妄
That our mind become futile
我们无知的心就昏暗了
That our foolish heart become darkened
我们发现我们对那个看不见的事物的认识就开始扭曲了
That we becomewe have a distorted understanding of the
things unseen. 就开始产生许多的错谬。
That we have a lot of misunderstanding.
将不能朽坏荣那个神的荣耀变成了必朽坏的这些受造之物。
We exchange the glory of the immortal God to images of things that are seen.
从前是明明可知的。
Before they were clearly seen.
现在心思意念昏暗了。
Not that our hearts are darkened.
落在了黑暗和错谬的当中。
That we're fallen into futile.
你发现当人类越过越深深地陷在罪孽当中的时候
When we fall into sin more and more
人所能享受人所能够认识明白的越来越少
And we can no longer enjoy what we can through understanding and knowledge
到了一个地步人所能享受的只是一点肉体的情欲
And all that we can enjoy are the pleasures of the flesh
只是一点眼目的情欲
It's only the lust of the eye
只是一点今生的骄傲
It's only the pride of life
哦，弟兄姊妹你看这个罪把人带到何等贫穷黑暗可怜的光景里面
You see that the sin has brought us to such poor wretched nakedness
本来人的认识和明白是那样的奇妙那样的宝贵
Before our understanding is so wonderful and so precious.
今天人在最终的时候只能够认识明白一点点肉体的需要。
And now when we're in sin, we can only understand the need of the flesh.
只能够认识明白一点点今生的骄傲。
We can only understand the pride of life.
弟兄姊妹我们知道当我们读这个以弗所书第一章的时候
And when we read Ephesians chapter 1,
我们看见这里不是从这里开始这个以弗所书这里讲太荣耀了
We see that it did not start from here
我们知道刚才我们说的这种黑暗错谬的光景那是罗马书开始说的
When we talked about the darkness the condition of darkness
以弗所书所告诉我们的是经过神的恩典所救赎过的认识和明白
The darkness was talked about in the first chapter of Romans but Ephesians talked about a salvation that brought us a glory in the understanding.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们的认识和明白，借着神的救赎所恢复的是何等的荣耀。
By the restoration of His salvation, our understanding is so glorious.
他把我们的认识和明白带到何等的地步
？That He brought our knowledge and understanding to such a place.
不仅把我们带回到起初没有犯罪的地步
，Not only brought us back to before we had sinned.
甚至超过我们从前没有犯罪的时候的认识和明白。
But even transcends our understanding before.
你看这里面神可以把他心中历世历代隐藏的奥秘可以向人这样直接的开启。
And here God even revealed the mystery of his will that was hidden from generations.
人可以在这里认识和明白。
That here we can know and understand.
这里至少有一个叫保罗的这样的一个器皿。
At least there's one vessel like Paul.
他被神恩典拯救到一个地步，他认识明白了神心中那隐藏的那个奥秘。
And he was saved and restored by God's will.
他认识神心中所隐藏那个旨意的奥秘。
He was saved to such a place that he can understand the hidden mystery of God's will.
整个人充满的是何等的喜乐。
And his whole body was filled with joy.
愿颂赞归于荣耀的父神。
That may glory be to God,
愿他的恩典的荣耀得着称赞。
May the to the praise of the glory of His grace.
愿他得着称赞。
May He be praised.
愿他得着称赞。
To the praise of Him.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发现当一个人被带到这样的认识和明白里的时候
，You see, when we're brought into such a knowledge and understanding,
他不仅能够享受，能够了解
，Not only we can enjoy and take pleasure,
更是充满了感恩。
But that we're full of thanksgiving.
他更是充满了赞美。
We're filled with praise.
哦，这是神何等大的怜悯！
This is such a mercy of the Lord.
神的救恩是何等的浩大！
His salvation is so great.
弟兄姊妹，不要觉得神的救恩只是那么一点点。
Don't think God's salvation is only a little.
神的救恩实在是太丰富了。
But it's so abundant.
他今天在我们身上所做的工作实在太荣耀了。
Today He's doing such a glorious work in us.
他把我们的心思意念，把我们的认识明白，恢复到一个地步。
That He wants to restore our heart and mind and understanding,
甚至超过人没有犯罪之前的那个荣耀的里面
even transcends the glory before we had sinned,
让人可以认识明白隐藏在创造万物神里面的奥秘
so that we can understand and know the mystery that was hidden in God.
当然我们知道神他的心意是要让许多的人来明白他的心意
and we know His will is that many will understand His
不止得着一个使徒保罗
he does not only want to gain Apostle Paul
他借着使徒保罗写信给在以弗所的圣徒
But through the Apostle he writes to the church in Ephesus
以弗所的圣徒有什么特点呢
And what's their characteristic
这里他特别说到是在基督里有忠心的人
And here he talks they are the faithful in Christ Jesus
弟兄姊妹只要我们是在基督里有忠心的人这卷书就是给我们写的
As long as we're faithful in Christ JesusThis is a book for us.
我们就可以在神面前认识明白这卷书所启示的奥秘。
Then we can understand the mystery that's revealed through this book.
我想我们每一个蒙恩得救的神儿女，我们都是在基督里的。
I trust that every one of us who are saved by grace is in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，只要你是在基督里的，这卷书是给你写的。
As long as you're in Christ, this is a book for you.
你是可以认识和明白的。
So that you can know and understand.
以弗所的圣徒他们在基督里有忠心。
The saints in Ephesus, they were faithful in Christ.
他们在哪些方面有忠心呢
？How were they faithful?
他们忠心表现在哪些方面呢
？What was their faithfulness?
如果我们读在以弗所教会他们的这个见证，特别是在使徒行传第十九章那里所记载的
，If you read the testimony that was recorded in Acts chapter 19,
那里面告诉我们，他们对付罪非常的彻底。
It tells us that they had a great attitude towards sin.
他们中间多有人述说自己从前所做的。
Many of them confessed their sins.
他们承认述说从前自己所犯的罪。
They confessed the sins that they committed before.
他们对付罪的时候是不要自己脸面的。
When they dealt with sins, they did not concern for
themselves. 他们对付罪恶非常的彻底。
And they dealt with sin from the bottom.
他们不付任何不惜任何的代价。
And they did not count any cost.
他们愿意付最大的代价来对付身上所有的罪恶。
They were willing to pay all the cost to deal with their sins.
他们把那些拜偶像、这些行邪术的书，统统把它烧掉，最后计算价值这个五万多块钱。
They took all the books that were worshipping idols and that were sorcery, and they burned the books, and that costed more than $50,000. And they were faithful in Christ.
他们对于罪恶，他们是那样的彻底的来对付。
And they dealt with sin so utmostly.
那么后面也告诉我们，他们在他们中间，主耶稣的名是被尊伟大的。
And also it says among them, the name of Christ is exalted.
他们宝贝主耶稣基督的名。
They treasure the name of Jesus.
他们尊重主耶稣基督的名。
They respect the name of Jesus.
在他们中间，没有人敢妄称主耶稣的名。
From them, no one would say the name of Jesus in vain.
有人竟敢妄称主耶稣的名，你就看见他们就要受羞辱。
If anyone says the name of Jesus in vain, they will be ashamed.
他们向着主的名是忠心的。
These saints in Ephesus, they were faithful.
他们看重主耶稣的名。
They treasure the name of Jesus.
在他们中间，主耶稣的名是被尊为大的。
And the name of Jesus is exalted among them.
而且我们读到这一章的时候，我们看见使徒保罗说他们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
And when we read this chapter, it says they trust in Jesus and have love towards all saints.
他们向着主的命令是忠心的。
And they were faithful to the commands of the Lord.
他们亲爱众圣徒。
They love all saints.
不是亲爱自己所亲爱的。
Not just love the ones they love.
他们亲爱众圣徒。
They love every saint.
自己以为好的，自己以为不好的。
Either one that they think it's good or not good.
你以为是强壮的，以为是软弱的。
Either the strong ones or the weak ones.
以为是站得住的，以为是跌倒的。
The ones that were able to stand, the ones that were stumbling.
他们亲爱众圣徒。
They love everyone.
弟兄姊妹，以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹，他们所过的生活不是一个超越的基督徒的生活。
This life from the saints of Ephesus were not a super Christians.
他们所过的是正常的基督徒生活。
They were living a normal Christian life.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们是在基督里的人
，If we're in Christ，
如果我们是过正常基督徒生活的一般人
，If we're living a normal Christian life，
这卷书是向我们开启的。
Then this book is open to us.
只要我们在神面前有个渴慕的心。
As long as we have a heart that desires
for the Lord. 像使徒保罗在这里都祷告的。
Just as Paul prayed.
求赐人智慧启示的灵来光照我们。
May the Lord give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
把神心中所隐藏那个奥秘启示在我们的里面。
So we'll open to us the hidden mystery in God's heart.
所以这卷书是给我们每一个神的儿女的。
And this is a book for every child of God.
弟兄姊妹，只要我们是在基督里的人。
As long as we're in Christ.
只要我们在神的面前过一个正常的基督徒生活。
As we live a normal Christian life before the Lord.
我们向神在那里渴慕的时候，相信圣灵要来开启我们。
As we desire after the Lord, the Holy Spirit will reveal Himself to us.
这是头一方面要和弟兄姊妹交通的。
That's what I want to share with you first.
就是认识和明白本身是非常奇妙、非常宝贵的。
That is to know and to understand in itself, it's very precious.
第二方面要和弟兄姊妹交通的，就是认识明白教会的意义。必须借着赐人智慧启示的灵。
And secondly, if you want to know and to understand the meaning of the church, it has to be through the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
要想认识教会的意义，绝不能用我们人自己天然的智慧和我们自己里面的光。
And you cannot use your natural wisdom, you cannot use the natural light within you.
我们自己里面的光是不够用的。
Our own light within us is not
enough. 我们如果用我们自己天然的智慧来认识教会的意义，我们所认识的总是没有那样的准确。
If you try to understand the meaning of the church by your own natural wisdom, then you will never know it accurately.
我们对教会的认识总是有偏差的。
We'll always make mistakes in our understanding.
弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见要认识基督，要认识教会是基督的身体。
Here we need to understand that church is the body of Christ.
要真的明白教会的意义。
To understand the meaning of the church.
必须借着赐人智慧启示的灵。
It has to come through the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么必须要借着赐人智慧启示的灵呢？
Why do we have to use the spirit of wisdom and revelation?
为什么不能用我们人所得着的智慧，我们就来明白，就来认识呢？
Why can we not understand through our own wisdom?
第三节到第十四节这一段就回答这个问题。
Verse 3 to verse 14 answers that question.
这里面弟兄姊妹，我们看见 神向着教会的祝福。
Here we see all the blessings that God has towards His church.
或者说，神在教会身上的工作。
And or you can say these are the works of God in the church.
弟兄姊妹，当我们来读这一段圣经的时候
，When we read this scripture,
你发现每一件事情
，You see everything.
每一件事情都必须有智慧和启示的灵，我们才能够准确的认识和明白。
We can only understand every matter and if we have the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
这里面所提的每一件事情。没有一件事情是我们可以用天然的智慧，我们自己里面的光能够认识、能够明白的。
By our own wisdom, by our own light, we cannot understand any of this.
你信不信
？Do you not believe it?
你自己仔细想一想。
If you consider it very carefully,
你仔细的去读。
If you read it carefully,
这里面提到三二一的神。
It talks about the Trinity God,
父神
，Father,
爱子
，the beloved Son,
圣灵
，the Holy Spirit。
请问，有谁可以用天然的智慧？可以把三二一的神把它讲清楚。
Can anyone explain this Trinity God by your own wisdom?
我知道有些人想试图的用自己人的话把它解释出来。
I know people have tried to explain it with their own human words.
可以说所有的解释都是漏洞百出的。
But all the explanations have loopholes.
因为这个是需要智慧和启示的灵才能够认识的。
Because you need the spirit of wisdom and revelation before you can understand it.
这里面说神在诸天的那个所有的属天的祝福，在创立世界以前就拣选了教会。
Here it says, with all the heavenly blessings, God has already chosen church before the foundation of the earth.
这里说到教会是超越时间、超越空间的。
Here it talks that the church, surpasses or transcends beyond time and beyond space.
弟兄姊妹，有谁能够？用自己天然的智慧来明白超越时间、超越空间的事情。
Brothers and sisters, who can with their own wisdom and understanding understand, what it is to transcend beyond time and space?
也许今天在我们中间有学这个物理的专家和数学的专家。
Perhaps there might be experts of physics and math.
他们可以用数学的公式可以想象什么叫做这个超越时间、超越空间。
Maybe they can deduce, with the mathematical formula what it means to be beyond time and space.
但是你问他明白不明白
？But if you ask them, do you really understand?
你真的认识明白什么叫做超越时间、超越空间
？Do you really know what it is to be beyond time and space?
弟兄姊妹，教会是超越时间、超越空间的。
But church is beyond time and
space. 如果教会是超越时间、超越空间的，就没有一个人可以用自己里面的智慧来认识教会。
If church is truly beyond time and space, then no one can understand church by their own wisdom.
这里面讲到拣选，讲到预定。
Here it talks about predestination. It talks about, to be chosen.
你知道每一次我们在这个跟弟兄姊妹查经或者跟朋友们查经的时候，人家都会问我们什么叫拣选，什么叫预定。
You know, every time we share the, we have Bible study with brothers and sisters or even with gospel friends, they will all ask us, what is God's choice?
我们的答案，标准答案就是求神赐给我们那这个赐人智慧启示的灵。
Our most standard answer is that may the Lord give you wisdom, spirit of wisdom and revelation.
你无论人用什么样的办法去解释明白，他还是不认识，还是不明白。
No matter how I try to explain it or to show it to you, you still not understand it.
弟兄姊妹，教会是神预定，是神所拣选的。
Church was predestined and was chosen by God.
弟兄姊妹，这里面太多了。我想我们时间的缘故，可能我们只能够稍微过一下。
There's so many mysteries, and we can only run through the list.
你看这里面前面讲到父神在教会身上的工作。
First, it talks about the works of the Father in the church.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你去读的时候，每一点都是太奇妙了。
If you read it carefully, every point is so wonderful.
他说是在基督里。
And it says in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，若不是圣灵开启我们，谁懂得什么叫在基督里
？If the Holy Spirit has not revealed it to you, how can you understand?
我们在房间里，我们明白。
In Christ, we understand what it means to be in the room.
我们在这个一个范围里，我们明白。
We understand to be in the region.
什么叫做在基督里呢
？What does it mean to be in Christ?
弟兄姊妹，赐人智慧启示的灵，给我们看在基督里是非常奇妙、非常真实的事情。
We need the spirit of, wisdom and revelation to see how true and how real it is to be in Christ.
这里说让我们在他面前。
It shows us that we need to come before Him.
弟兄姊妹在他面前，这是何等奇妙的事！
What a marvelous thing that we can come before him.
在旧约的所有的圣徒，没有一个人敢想说在他面前没有。
In the entire Old Testament, no one can even think about to be before God.
他们只知道在他面前就焚烧成灰。
They only know if you come before God, you'll be burned to the dust.
在他面前没有一个人可以站立，没有一个人可以活着。
No one can stand before God.
在新约的圣徒，我们知道在他面前那是神给我们极大的恩典。
But in the New Testament, you see, to be before God is a grace that God has given us.
今天我们所说在他面前，不过是在信心里面，好像隔着镜子观看。
But here, when we talk about to be before Him, it's only in our faith, as if it's through a mirror. It's still unclear.
到了那一天就面对面了。
But until one day, we'll see Him face to face.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这里面提的每一个祝福、每一个工作，都是需要赐人智慧、启示的灵才能让我们进入、让我们明白的。
You see, every work, every mystery, and every blessing God has given us can only be understood through the wisdom, spirit of wisdom and revelation.
他照着他自己意志所喜悦的，要借着耶稣基督使我们得着儿子的名分。
And later he also says, by the good pleasure of his own will, he will give us the inheritance of his son.
儿子的名分，你看为如何呢？
What do you think about the sonship?
你读过的时候，你觉得这算得什么呢？
When you read about the sonship, what do you think of it?
你知道这个儿子的名分，就说到神的意念里面，我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都要成为长子。
You know that in the will of God, this having the sonship means every one of us will be the firstborn of God.
你知道这是神所赐给我们的名分。
That is the name that God has given us.
这是非常宝贵的。
It is most precious.
你不能够用天然的光去看它。
You cannot see it by your natural light.
你用天然的光去看它的时候，
If you see it with your natural light,
你越看它越不值钱。
The more you see it, the more
你越看它越没什么了不起。
You think it's nothing.
你越看它，你越觉得可以换一碗红豆汤。
You think that you can just trade it for bowl of beans.
弟兄姊妹，你发现当人用天然的眼光来看神所赐的儿子的名分，有一天就会把这儿子的名分换成这地上的好处。
When you see the sonship with your own natural light, then one day you will exchange it for the goodness and the pleasure of this earth.
弟兄姊妹，这儿子的名分是何等宝贵呢？
But how precious is the sonship God has given us?
如果你用那从上头而来的光来看这儿子的名分，
If you see it with the light that came from above,
越看越宝贵。
The more you see it, the more precious it is to you. 弟兄姊妹，
你宝贵神的教会吗？
Do you treasure the church of God?
你觉得神的教会真的那么宝贵吗？
Do you really think that the church is so precious?
你觉得能够跟神的儿女一起相聚宝贵吗？
Do you treasure the time that you can gather with the saints of God?
弟兄姊妹，我们觉得上班是宝贵的。
Sometimes we think going to work is precious.
我们的孩子上学是宝贵的。
Sending our kids to school is precious.
所以我们的时间从来都不迟到的。
So we'll never be late to go to work or send them to school.
我们真的看重神的教会吗？
Do we truly treasure the church of God?
你真的是用那赐人智慧启示的灵来看儿子的名分吗？
Are you really using the spirit of wisdom and revelation to see the sonship?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们用天然的光来看这里面的每一个事物，你都会轻看的。
If you see every matter here with your own natural light, you will look lightly upon it.
你觉得我们地上所得着的都是宝贵的。
You will see everything you gain on this earth is precious.
弟兄姊妹，在神的眼中，教会是宝贵的。
But in the eyes of God, church is precious.
弟兄姊妹，你宝贵教会吗？
Do you treasure the church?
你像神那样喜悦教会吗？
Do you delight in the church as God does?
这里说照他所喜悦的。
Here it says according to His good pleasure.
弟兄姊妹，教会是神所喜悦的。
Church is delighted by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你看教会的时候，你看见什么？
When you see the church, what do you see?
你看见教会是喜悦的吗？
Do you see it as delightful to your eyes?
弟兄姊妹，我们需要智慧和启示的灵。
We need the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
这里我们没有办法一一的给大家讲，但是这里面你看的时候，你就发现太宝贵了。
I cannot list out everything to you, but as you read it, you see how precious it is.
发现在爱子里面，他把恩典赐给我们。
That in the beloved Son, He has given us grace.
不仅父神这样的来做工。
Not only God is doing His work.
神在他爱子里面也这样的来把恩典充充足足的赐给我们。
But He also lavishes grace upon us in Christ, His Son.
若不是智慧和启示的灵，可怜战惊罪人原不懂恩典。
If it's not for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, our wretched sinners will never understand grace.
我们轻看恩典。
will look lightly upon grace.
弟兄姊妹，当我们传福音的时候，你发现多少的时候人轻看主的恩典。
You see, when you share the gospel, so many people will look lightly upon the grace.
今天因着神的怜悯，他光照我们。
But here, by the grace of God, mercy of God, He has shined us light.And we see how precious it is to have His grace.
他的恩典，我们今天早就不在这里了。
If it were not for His grace, we would not be here.
我们今天成了何等的人，都是因着他的恩典所成的。
We can become who we are. It's all because of His grace.
这里面告诉我这个恩，告诉我们这个恩典，他赦免了我们。
And by this grace, He has forgiven us.
不仅如此
，Not only so,
神还用诸般的智慧和聪明。
He also uses all wisdom.
他要让这个恩典更多更多的让我们来得着。
So that we'll receive more and more of His grace.
为什么？因为我们常常用自己的眼光来看所有的人事物。
It's all because we always see things by our own eyes.
如果我们用智慧和启示的灵来看的时候，
But if we have the spirit of wisdom and revelation,
我们真的明白神实在用各种各样的智慧聪明。让这个恩典丰丰富富的在满溢在我们身上。
And we see that He lavishes on us all His grace by all the wisdom and insight.
到了一个地步，你看在圣灵的这个启示底下，就是患难我们都宝贵的。
Even until to a point under the revelation of the Spirit, you even treasure the tribulations.
有一首诗歌说，他宝贝这地上的人的误会。
There was one hymn that says He treasured the misunderstanding of man on this earth.
你宝贵吗？
Do you treasure that?
当你太太误会你的时候，你宝贵吗？
When your wife misunderstands you, do you treasure that time?
弟兄姊妹，当弟兄姊妹在侍奉中误会了你，你宝贵吗？
When the brothers and sisters wrong you in your service, do you treasure that?
神用各种各样聪明和智慧，就是让患难都来为我们效力。
But if God uses all His wisdom and insight, then even tribulations works for us.
忍耐生老练。
As we know,
老练。
From tribulation comes perseverance, from perseverance, proven character. Proven character, hope.
盼望就盼望那荣耀的盼望。
And you have a glorious hope.
弟兄姊妹，欢欢喜喜仰望神的荣耀。
That we can with joy.
使他的荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
So that His glory will be praised.
弟兄姊妹，这是赐人智慧启示的灵，让我们今天宝贝每一个难处。
So through the spirit of wisdom and revelation, we'll even treasure every tribulation.
那首诗歌说他要宝贝着不久的祝福。
And the hymn says he will treasure the blessing.
这是智慧和启示的灵所带给人的。
The blessing that's soon to come. And that's what's brought to man.
他更告诉我们说，在基督里同归于一。
And also it says we'll be in one in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这件事地上是没有的。
And this is not seen anywhere on the earth.
地上只有统一。
You can only see,
统一就是
unification.
只有联合。
There's only union.
United. 这地上没有合一的。
But there is no united with Christ.
这个 oneness.
There's not oneness.
你知道这个合一的意思啊，是每一个人都不一样。
But to have the oneness, everyone is different.
每一个人都没有把它用刀切齐了放在一起，没有。
Everyone's unique. It's not one cut by one.
每一个人都是 unique, 都是特别的。
Everyone's so unique in this oneness.
但是在基督里，我们可以完完全全的成为一个整体。
Yeah, in Christ, we're one as a whole.
成为完全的和谐
，and it's in perfect harmony.
基督在这里作王掌权
，and Christ is king.
伏在一个元首之下
，and we're under one head.
弟兄姊妹，这实在需要赐人智慧启示的灵才能给我们看见。
We truly need the spirit of wisdom and understanding, a revelation before.
要不然，今天我们要的合一就是统一。
Otherwise, the oneness we seek after will be just unification.
我们从小就唱统一的歌。
We like to be.Unified, we always sing songs that the same.
我们要统一思想，统一行动。
We only want to be have one mind, one action.
统一做法，我们什么都统一。
We want to have one, only one way of doing things.
弟兄姊妹，这不是这里所说的合一。
But that's not the oneness the Bible talks about.
弟兄姊妹，这是赐人智慧的启示的灵才能给我们看见的。
Only the spirit of wisdom revelation can cause us to see.
而这里面所说的，还是要进入到万有的里面。
And also, it will enter us into the all in all.
Into the whole universe.
Into the whole universe.
弟兄姊妹，这里面看见神那永远的旨意。
And here we see the eternal purpose of God.
教会是带进神永远旨意的属天器皿。
And church is the vessel that God uses to usher in His eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹，这哪能靠着我们自己天然的里面的光来认识呢？
How can we understand and try to know it through our own natural?
有谁能够明白教会在神永远旨意里所处的那个位置呢？
Who can understand the position that God has placed church in His eternal purpose?
在教会里，首先在那里叫我们都众人同归于基督这一个元首之下。
First of all, God causes all the church to be under one head.
然后借着教会，让万有天上的地上的都在基督里同归于一个元首之下。
And then he, through church, he sums all things up from heaven and earth into Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，太多了，太奇妙了。
There's so many things that are marvelous.
我们在他里面得着基业。
And later it says we will receive an inheritance in Christ.
你知道在圣经里面说到我们得着他的时候，
when we say, in the Bible when it mentions we will receive him,
你知道我们就被他得着。
That we will be captured by
him. 当我说他属我的时候，
when we say we
are, 你就发现一定是我也属他。
When we belong to him, he also belongs to us.
非常稀奇。
It's so marvelous.
所以你看小字里面就是说在他里面也成了他的基业。
In the footnotes, it also says when we are his inheritance.
是的，他成了我们的基业。
Yes, he became our inheritance.
我们也成了他的基业。
But we are also his inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，我们明白吗？
Do we understand that?
太稀奇了。
So marvelous.
这在基督耶稣里面所给我们的这个祝福所在我们身上做的工作。
All the blessings and the work of God He has done in us through Christ.
后面说圣灵的工作，讲到那个印记。
And later on, it talks about the works of the Holy Spirit as a seal.
那个印记不是今天这个摁一点那个墨水的印记。
It's not the seal through ink.
那个时候的印记是这个铜或者铁一个很大的一个印记。
The seal at that time it was made by iron or
那是要把那个东西烧红了以后，在你身上这么印一下。
It's a big branding seal where it will be heated.
深深的印下去了，让人知道你是属基督的。
And you will be left with the seal that everyone knows you belong to Christ.
是把基督印到我们的身上。
And the Holy Spirit placed Christ in us.
我们在这讲的时候容易啊，你知道圣灵在做的时候，你知道那是何等奇妙的一件事。
It's easy for me to talk about it here, but you know when the Holy Spirit does such a thing, it's so marvelous.
后面说到预尝。
And later on, it talks about that we can pre-taste.
啊，就是会说叫定金。
It says it's a pledge.
弟兄姊妹，这个实在是太奇妙了。
And this deposit is so marvelous.
弟兄姊妹，今天圣灵在我们每个人的里面。
And this Holy Spirit is in each one of us.
他说这个是我们的预偿。
And this is our pledge, our deposit.
你们有没有去过 Sam's 或去过 Costco?
Have you ever been to Sam's Club or Costco?
你知道那个他给你预偿一点，给你尝一点样品，对不对？
There they give you some taste of samples.
哇、哦，你就看见他们好不容易拿了一块鸡给你。
And they would give you a little piece of chicken.
然后拿小刀切呀、啊、切呀、啊、切，切的碎碎的成渣子了。
They will give you, they'll make a,They'll cook a big piece of chicken and they'll cut it into so small pieces.
然后拿牙签给你扎一点，让你抿一下。
And then you will pick it up with a toothpaste so that you can have a little taste of it.
弟兄姊妹，这是人让我们预尝啊。
And this is a pre-taste that man has
given you. 圣灵让我们预尝是没有限量的。
But the Holy Spirit gives you a pre-taste that without limitation.
弟兄姊妹，神的预尝是没有限量的。
That God has given you.This taste that
圣灵让你大大的张口，我就给你大大的充满。
That has no limit. The more you open your mouth,
我们在主的面前要求主扩大我们里面的那个渴慕的心。
May the Holy Spirit open us in us a heart that desires after Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面的渴慕的心有多大，神那个预尝就有多少。
The larger your capacity is.The bigger the taste he will give you.
我想我们时间的缘故，我们不能再继续讲下去了。你就看见这三二一的神在教会身上的工作，有哪一点是可以用人的智慧、用人的聪明、用人里面的光能够来认识的
？Because of time, we cannot say more. But you see that all the works of this Trinity God, it can only be understood through the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
姐妹，教会是宝贵的。
And the church is so precious to Him.
愿赐人和智慧启示的灵让我们宝贵教会
May the spirit of wisdom and revelation cause us to also treasure the church
神他的眼目一直所盯的地方
And this is where God has fixed his eyes upon
我们的眼睛盯在很多的地方
Our eyes are upon many things
我们的眼睛盯在人的软弱和缺点上面
We always see people's shortcomings and weakness
神的眼目在他的儿女身上
But God's eyes are upon His children.
从岁首到年终。
From the beginning of the year till its end.
他说他的眼目从来不离开我。
He says His eyes will never apart from us.
弟兄姊妹，我们要宝贝教会，像神宝贵教会一样。
We need to treasure the church as God has treasured the church.
所以这是第二方面和弟兄姊妹交通的。
So that's the second point.
要认识明白教会的意义。必须借着赐人和智慧启示的灵才能认识。
To know and understand the meaning of the church, you can only know it through the wisdom, spirit of wisdom and revelation.
这里我们看见，不仅认识和明白本身是宝贵，是那样奇妙的。
So not only to know and to understand is marvelous and it's wonderful.
这里我们看见，认识和明白教会的意义，必须借着赐人智慧启示的灵。
But also to know and to understand, you can only do so.Through the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
最后
Lastly,
我们要看一件事
We want to see one thing.
赐人智慧启示的灵他是怎样做的
How did the spirit of wisdom and revelation reveal the church to us?
他是怎样把教会的意义开启在我们里面
How did he manifest the meaning of the church in us?
他是怎样一步一步的把教会是基督的身体给我们看见
How did he cause us to see that church is the body of Christ?
所以在第十五节到二十三节这一段就给我们看见赐人智慧启示的灵他是怎样让我们来认识明白教会的意义的
So from verse 15 to verse 23 it causes us to see how the spirit of wisdom and revelation causes to see causes to understand the church
这里面他在第十七节
Here in verse 17
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给你们使你们真知道他
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ the Father of glory may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may truly know him
这里说真知道他
Here it says to truly know
并不是说从前我们对基督的认识是假的
It's not telling us that we know him falsely before
我们从前对基督认识也是真的
Before we knew him in truth also
无论有多少都是真的
No matter how much you know him, they're all true
这里这个真这个字在原文是 full 是丰满的知道
But this true knowledge of him is a full knowledge of him
是更多的知道
It's to know him more
More, 更多更多的知道
More,
充分的知道
To know him fully
刚才那首诗歌说的我愿更多认识基督
Just like the hymn said earlier We want to know
多而又多
More and more
多到一个地步都满溢出来
More until a point that overflows
这个认识基督达到丰满的地步
A full abundance
弟兄姊妹今天我们对基督的认识是很少的
Today we know Christ only very little.
所以我们对教会的认识也是模糊不清的。
So we also know the church very little.
这里面告诉我们说，如果我们要对教会有准确的认识
，If we want to know the church very accurately,
我们必须对基督有丰富的认识。
And we must know Christ.
换句话说，我们必须在圣灵里面多多的看见基督。
Well, we need to see more of Christ in through the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个人。对基督认识是可以停止的。
Brothers and sisters, no one can stop knowing more of Christ.
使徒保罗是那样的认识基督。
Apostle Paul knows Christ so well.
他在他里面有一个深深的渴慕。
Yet there is a deep desire in him.
他说他不认为自己已经得着。
He do not see that he has already obtained.
他是忘记背后，努力面前的。
But he forget what's behind and press on forward.
他是何等的盼望更多的认识基督啊
！He desires to know more of Christ.
弟兄姊妹。我们什么时候更多的看见基督
？The more that we see Christ，
我们对教会的认识才能够准确。
Then we will know more precisely of what church is。
对教会的认识，是随着我们对基督的看见的扩大而更新而增长。
The knowledge of church will be renewed and expanded as we see more of Christ。
今天，有些神的儿女在他们成长的过程中，有一天。因着神的恩典看见了教会
Today some children of God When they were growing before the Lord By the grace and the revelation of God They saw the meaning of church
他们对基督的认识有了一个看见
According to what they understood of Christ At that time
他们对教会的意义有一个认识有个明白
They also had some understanding of the meaning of church
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
我们对教会的认识和明白是需要更新的
Our knowledge and understanding of the church needs to be renewed
是需要扩大的
It needs to be expanded
如果我们对基督的认识不能够固定下来的话
If you cannot stake down your understanding of
the church 我们对教会的认识也不能够固定下来
And then we cannot there is no set point of
因为教会乃是基督丰满的彰显
Because church is the fullness of Christ.
如果我们更多的看见了基督
If you see more of Christ,
你发现我们对教会的意义认识就更加的准确
Then you will understand more of the meaning of the church.
今天许多的难处就发生在这里
Today, this is where many difficulties came today.
因为今天人忘记原来教会是基督的身体
Because people forgot that church is the body of Christ.
人在那里抓住的是自己从前看见的教会的模型。
What they held on to was the model of church that they saw before.
圣灵在这里告诉我们说，所抓住的不应该是任何的做法。
But Holy Spirit tells us we cannot hold on to
任何的方式
any method,
任何的道理
any theories,
任何的组织
any organization.
只有抓住基督。
We can only hold on to Christ.
弟兄姊妹，当我们认定基督。
When we see Christ,
持定基督
when we hold on to Christ,
一直追求认识基督
when we pursue after to know more
Christ, 我们对教会的认识才能够准确
then we can have more better understanding
才能够让教会建立起来的时候是阴间的权柄所不能胜过的
so that church will be built up that the power of Hades will not overcome it
弟兄姊妹多少的时候我们所抓住的是做法
But so often we hold on to a method
我们以为教会就是这样一个模型
we thought this is the model of church
弟兄姊妹神从来没有任何的意思让我们抓住那些的做法
but God had never wanted us to hold on to a method
神让我们持定的是基督
he wanted us to hold on to Christ
让我们多多的认识基督
That will know him more.
让圣灵把基督更多的启示在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit can reveal more of Christ in us.
弟兄姊妹，只有多多的认识基督，我们才能够准确的认识教会的意义。
Only when we know more of Christ, then we can know the meaning of the church more accurately.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等关键的一件事情。
This is such a key understanding.
这是决定我们道路的问题。
That determines where, how we can walk.
弟兄姊妹，教会的做法不是我们的道路。
The method of in the church is not our way.
基督是我们的道路。
But Christ is our way.
只有基督是我们的道路。
Only Christ is our way.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要持定基督。
Brothers and sisters, we need to hold on, cling on to Christ.
赐人智慧启示的灵把基督多多的启示在我们的里面。
So the Spirit of wisdom and revelation can reveal more of Christ in us.
你看这里面，他首先告诉我们，要想对教会的意义有准确的认识，我们必须来追求更多的认识基督。
Here it says, if you want to know the meaning of the church more accurately, then you need to know more of Christ.
因为教会是基督的彰显。
Because Christ is the manifestation of church.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
It's the fullness of him who fills all in all.
后面他就告诉我们。
Later on it tells us.
你知道赐人智慧启示的灵一面来讲他直接的来光照来启示我们。
That the spirit of wisdom and revelation on one hand enlightens us.
这个灵更是借着我们的经历把基督启示给我
But it also through our experiences it reveals more Christ
后面就给我们看见至少有主要的三个方面的
So later on it tells us there are three aspects to this experience of Christ
首先他让我们看见基督是我们的指望
First it says Christ is our hope
弟兄姊妹在我们教会侍奉的当中你的指望是什么
When we're serving in church what is your hope
你的指望到底是什么
What is your hope
今天我个人在我身上我知道我有许多的所谓的希望
I know,
所谓的 wishes
I know I have many wishes as a
感谢主主都把它打碎了
I thank the Lord that he will crush them
但是基督是我们的盼望
But Christ is our hope
他向着我们的恩召有何等的指望
What is the hope of his calling
弟兄姊妹基督是那个何等的指望
And he is what a hope this is
基督是教会的指望
Christ is hope of the church
弟兄姊妹不是我们许多的愿望
It's not our wishes
我们有许多自己的愿望
We have many wishes
当这些愿望破灭的时候
But when these wishes are crushed
弟兄姊妹我们觉得我们还要来聚会吗
Do you still want to come to church?
你还要和弟兄姊妹在一起交通吗？
Do you still want to fellowship with brothers and sisters?
你还觉得教会是神所保爱的吗？
Do you think that still think that church is treasured by the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我们要看见基督是我们的盼望。
We need to see that only Christ is our hope.
你看见刚才我们唱的诗歌非常好，当以色列人被掳归回的时候，
As we see that when the Israelites were taken back from captivity,
他们在那里因着神圣灵的感动，在那里新工建造神的圣殿。
By the moving of the Spirit, they started to rebuild the temple.
但是在他们的眼中好像如同无有一样。
But in their eyes it were nothing to them.
他们劳苦努力了很久。
They toiled for many years.
但是看不出什么果效。
But they did not see any result.
他们中间就有人就失望了。
So people were disappointed.
他们有的人就软弱了。
They were weakened.
他们就不再起来建造神的家。
They no longer wanted to rise.
他们就开始分自己天花板的房屋。
They started to build up their panel houses.
他们就开始负担自己的事情。
They cared for their own.
他们好像失去了盼望一样。
They lost their hope.
先知哈该在那里鼓舞神的百姓。
And prophet Haggai.
你们眼中看为如同无有吗？
They encouraged the children. Do you think this is nothing?
万军之耶和华如此说。
The Lord Almighty says.
这殿后来的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
The glory of the latter day in this temple will be greater than the former days.
弟兄姊妹，基督是我们的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, Christ is our hope.
你觉得没有盼望吗？
Do you not think there's it's hopeless?
你看见弟兄姊妹软弱吗？
Do you see the weaknesses of brothers and
sisters? 你看大卫，当他有一天来到战场上的时候，
You see when David came to the battlefield,
以色列人在那哥利亚面前都吓得发抖。
And all Israelites were trembling.
甚至连扫罗王都吓得发抖。
Even King Saul was trembling.
他把自己藏在帐篷的里面。
He was hidden in his own tent.
他是这个以色列军队的元帅。
He was the captain of the.
他吓得浑身发抖。
Israelites.
他藏在帐篷的里面。
And he was hiding in tents.
大卫来到战场上看到什么呢？
But David came to the battlefield. What did he see?
他看见的不是百姓的软弱。
He did not see the weaknesses of the people.
他不说你们这些发抖的人呢？
He did not see you trembling.
你这个扫罗发抖的人呢？
You said you saw you who are fearing and trembling.
他说这个非利士人胆敢辱骂永生神的军队。
And he says this Philistines.Even dares to humiliate.
大卫的眼目中看见耶和华是他的期望。
He only saw Christ.
耶和华是我们的盼望。
The Lord is his hope. He is our hope.
我们有盼望，弟兄姊妹。
We have a hope, brothers and sisters.
圣灵要让我们看见基督是我们的盼望。
The Holy Spirit will cause us to see that Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你今天看到的是什么呢？
What do you see?
你看到的是人。要得胜难道是靠刀枪剑戟吗？
Do you only see that the man will live by sword?
神使人得胜不靠刀枪剑戟。
The Lord does not cause us to live by swords.
征战的胜败乃在乎万军之耶和华。
But the battle belongs to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，基督是我们的盼望。
Christ is our only hope.
有的时候我们真的绝望了。
A lot of times we're in despair.
我们都不想侍奉了。
And we don't even want to serve anymore.
谢主。
But thank the Lord.
圣灵把基督启示给我们。
The Holy Spirit reveals Christ to us.
看见基督是我们的。
So we see that Christ is our hope.
弟兄姊妹，你家中有没有难处呢？
Is there difficulties in your home?
你觉得你们家还有盼望吗？
Do you think it's hopeless?
你觉得你的 teenager girl 还有盼望吗？
Do you think it's hopeless for your teenager
daughter? 你觉得你那个 teenager boy 还有盼望吗？
Do you think it's hopeless for your teenager son?
弟兄姊妹，基督是我们的盼望。
But Christ is our hope.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵要把基督启示在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit will reveal.
借着我们的软弱，借着我们的失败。
Through our weaknesses, through our failures.
甚至借着打碎我们地上所有的盼望。
Even when He crushes all our wishes on this earth.
他让我们看见基督是我们的盼望。
He causes us to see that Christ is our only hope.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样的来经历基督。
If we experience Christ in such a way.
我们认识什么是教会。
Then we know the meaning of the church.
后面他告诉我们。
Later on, he tells us.
他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
弟兄姊妹，这里告诉我们基督是我们的产业。
Here he tells us Christ is our inheritance.
基督是我们的产业，弟兄姊妹。
Christ is our inheritance.
我们越多的得着基督，
The more we receive Christ.
神在我们中间得着的基业就有何等丰盛的荣耀。
The more riches and the glory that God will receive from us as His inheritance.
你的侍奉有果效吗？
Do you think that there are results to your service?
你觉得你们都觉得彼此相爱了吗？
Do you think you're loving one another?
你觉得现在从此可以过一个安逸的生活了吗？
Do you think you can live in peace?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
当我们读撒加利亚书的时候，
As we read the book of Zechariah,
我们看见 神说了一句特别的话。
We see that God has a special word for us.
他说他恼怒安逸的列国。
He says he is angry with the nations who are in peace.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？
Why is that?
因为许多的时候，神的百姓也忘记了神所要得着的。
Because very often the children of God forgot what God wants.
神的百姓因着自己的聚会有了一点点的果效，有了一点点的安稳，就在那里安逸下来了。
Because of the peace and the little result that we got from our
我们向着主的渴慕就开始减少了。
We settled down and we had less and less desire of the Lord. 但是神在
教会里所得的记忆是何等丰盛的荣耀呢？
What is the riches of the glory of the
Lord? 万军之耶和华如此说。
And so the Lord Almighty says,
我的心为耶路撒冷为西安心里极其火热。
My heart is fervent towards Zion.
弟兄姊妹，神要得着那丰富荣耀的产业。
And he will gain the riches of his
glory. 弟兄姊妹，我们因着我们自己一点的得着，我们就满足了吗？
Because of our own gain, are you satisfied?
我们觉得我们几个人聚在一起，我们彼此相爱就够了吗？
Do you think it's enough that a few of you gather together in love?
弟兄姊妹，神要在教会中得着的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
No, that's not enough. Because the Lord will gain so,
向着耶路撒冷，向着西安，心里极其火热。
He will gain such riches of glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们要求主把那个渴慕的心再一次的燃烧，像火一样燃烧在我们的里面。
We need to have a fervent heart that's burning in us.
让我们好好来追求认识主。
So that we can seek after the Lord.
多多的经历主的丰富。
To experience more of His abundance.
好让神在我们身上得着喜悦。
So that He can be delighted in us.
弟兄姊妹，耶和华的喜悦是我们的力量。
The joy of the Lord is our
strength. 你胆怯吗？
Are you
你觉得你软弱吗？
Do you think you're weak?
弟兄姊妹，万军之耶和华喜悦我们这样来追求。
The Lord Almighty desires and delights in us.
他的喜悦是我们的力量。
And His joy is our strength.
若神帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
If God is for us, who can be against us?
弟兄姊妹，圣灵要这样的在我们里面做这样焚烧，做这样的点火的工作。
The Holy Spirit will raise up such a fervent fire within our hearts.
让我们在主里面有迫切的追求。
So that we can have desire after Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们要起来祷告。
And we need to rise up and pray.
弟兄姊妹，有多少人今天愿意为西安、为耶路撒冷迫切的祷告呢？
How many of us desires to
里面好像燃烧了烈火一样为教会祷告呢？
Who has a fervent heart to pray for the church?
还是觉得我们只要没有人生癌了，我们没有人这个丢工作了，我们就祷告就没有了呢？
Or do you think it's enough that nobody has cancer among us and everyone has their jobs, then we stop praying?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
神在教会中所得的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
What are the riches of the glory of the inheritance that God will gain from His church?
第三方面就是基督是我们的能力。
And thirdly, Christ is our strength and our power.
我们靠什么能力呢？
What power do we rely on?
当你发现教会软弱的时候，你靠什么能力呢？
When you see the weaknesses of the church, what power do you rely on?
你有没有发现阴间今天不遗余力，用各种各样的诡计要把教会关在死亡里面？
Do you not see that the power of Hades try all his might to capture the church into death.
用各种各样的办法让我们摸着死亡。
He uses all different ways so that we can touch death.
借着人的一点点的流言蜚语，是是非非，你就发现死亡就在教会里蔓延。
Through the little gossips and slanderers of men, the death was spread among the church.
仇敌用一点点的事情就把死亡能够带进聚会里面。
The enemy can use very little things to bring death among fellowship.
你知道仇敌是无孔不入，无缝不钻呢。
You know this, the enemy goes through the smallest hole.
就是教会的祷告聚会，他也可以把它拖到死亡里面。
Even the prayer meeting of the church.
就是薄饼聚会，他也在那里用死亡来压我们。
Even the fellowship before God's table, he can use
death. 弟兄姊妹，我们靠什么能力呢？
But what power do we have to rely upon?
你靠先知讲道之能吗？
Do you use the power of the prophets?
先知讲道之能终必归于无有。
The power of the prophets will become nothing.
先知讲道之能靠不住的。
You cannot rely on that power.
你靠这个说方言之能吗？
Do you use the power of speaking of tongues?
说方言之能终必归于无有。
Even the power of the tongues will become nothing.
教会所依靠的能力乃是基督复活的大能。
The power of the church can rely on is the power of resurrection of Christ.
有的时候你发现好像整个的聚会都像死掉了一样。
You see, a lot of times the whole meeting goes to death.
这个时候你发现有一个弟兄，有一个姊妹点了一个诗歌，选了一个诗歌，有一个祷告出来了。
But sometimes you see this one brother, one sister picked a song or had a prayer.
整个聚会活过来了。
And suddenly the whole fellowship became alive.
复活的大能。
The power of resurrection. The life will swallow death.
这是教会所依靠的能力。
That is the power the church can
rely upon. 教会所依靠的能力不是靠势力，不是靠才能。
The power of the church is not by power or wisdom.
是靠万军之耶和华的灵。
But it's by the Spirit of the Lord.
圣灵把基督的大能运行在我们的身上。
The Holy Spirit is working the mighty power of God.
胜过了死亡。
It will overcome death.
胜过了一切仇敌的权势。
It will overcome all the power of the enemies.
不仅是这里给我们看见，不仅是复活的大能。
We see not only the power of resurrection.
它也是升天的大能。
But it's also a power of ascension.
仇敌何等巴望我们的生活一直都是往地上、往下给我们压下去。
The enemy wants all our power to be fallen to the ground. And he wants the church to be an earthly thing.
让我们的生活变成一个属地的生活。
So that our life will be an earthly life.
弟兄姊妹，这个能力让我们能够往上升。
But this power causes us to ascend.
而且那是叫万有归附自己的大能。
And to cause all things to sum up unto himself.
教会的凝聚的力量在哪里？
What's the power that gathers the church together?
是讲道吗？
Is it by speaking?
是方言吗？
Is it by tongues?
是演节目吗？
Is it by programs?
是唱什么诗歌吗？
Is it by singing songs?
教会的凝聚能力乃是基督在这里作王掌权。
The power that gathers the church together is that Christ is ruling and reigning among here.
基督在这里作王掌权，你就看教会就充满了凝聚的力量。
When Christ is sovereign here, then there is a power to gather the whole church together.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵要这样的让我们来经历基督的大能。
And the Holy Spirit will cause us to experience the power of Christ.
基督是我们的能力。
He is our power.
当我们这样的来让圣灵来光照启示我们。
As the Holy Spirit reveals himself and enlightens us.
当我们这样来经历基督，他是我们的盼望。
As we experience that Christ is our hope.
他是我们的基业。
And Christ is our inheritance.
他是我们的能力。
Christ is our power.
你发现我们对教会的认识就越过越准确。
And we see we'll have better and better understanding of the meaning of church.
而且你发现不知不觉教会的实际就显明在我们中间。
And before we even know it, the reality of church is revealed among us.
教会的实际就是这里有一班人认识基督。
The reality of the church is that here is a group of people that know Christ.
这里有一班人以基督为他们的盼望。
Here is a group of people that has Christ as their
hope. 为他们唯一的产业。
Christ is their inheritance.
有一般人经历基督的大能。
And these people experience the power of Christ.
这就是教会。
That is church.
教会是基督的身体。
And Christ, church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满。
The fullness of him who fills all in all.
我们虽然只从这样一个非常简单的角度和弟兄姊妹交通
Even though we share this chapter from a very simple perspective
愿弟兄姊妹我们回去都有一个渴慕的心
May we all have a heart to desire
像使徒保罗这里祷告一样
Just as Paul has prayed
求那赐人智慧启示的灵
May God give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation
让我们真的认识教会的意义
So that we can truly know the meaning of church
让我们在地上能够讨主的喜悦
So that we can please the Lord here on earth
愿主恩待我们
May the Lord be gracious to us
去祷告
Let us pray
天父我们感谢你
Heavenly Father we thank you
你这样的保爱顾惜你的教会
Lord you treasure and love your church so much
主啊我们也愿意这样的来爱你的教会
Lord, we desire to love your church as well.
我们求主来启示我们
May you reveal it to us.
我们都算不得什么
We are nothing, Lord.
但是你的恩典是何等的浩大
Your grace surpasses everything.
你的能力是何等的浩大
Your power is so great.
你的指望 你的恩召有何等的指望
What is the hope of your calling?
你在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀
What is the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints?
主啊照着你自己的大能大力成就在我们身上
By your own power and strength, may you accomplish this among us.
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.